Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 13 of 2020 Thrive. Wow, we are almost halfway through this mission that I sense the Lord put on my heart to go live with 25 prophetic messages for 2025 and just leaning in to allow the Lord to prepare us for all that He knows is in store. So He's getting us ready. He wants us, as we've been covering, dressed for success. He wants us ready for heaven's blessed best. So as we get ready today, as we lean into everything heaven has to say, I am not promising, let me put my disclaimer out right at the start, I'm not promising this one to be a crowd puller, but this message that the Lord has put on my heart today, following a conversation that I had yesterday, I was in a meeting with somebody, an incredible heartbeat friend and philanthropist, incredible Christian business, and I love them dearly. But as I was speaking with them, I'm here in the UK, they're in America, we were praying as her and her husband were going to go into a meeting that evening, into a dinner with the head of a leader of a missions organization. And as we were talking online yesterday, I was deeply moved, and I could see that this person was very moved by what they knew was before them, what was going to confront them as they met with this head of a missions organization who had already shared with them that this week alone in the Middle East, I believe it was Afghanistan, but please don't quote me on that, and I believe it was around 22 Christians were beheaded for their faith. Now, if that doesn't move you, you know, Jesus, the word of God says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And I was totally moved by that. And I sensed the Lord change the message today, that I felt the Lord saying to me to put out the clarion call once more. I sensed the Lord is calling us to a fresh surrender. And as she shared with me what she had come to know, that apparently whenever any of these Christian families, these missionaries, whenever they lose one of their loved ones to death in that way, when they're martyred for their faith because they won't renounce, because they are there to shine bright the light and the love of Christ, then there's more often than not, I guess 99% of the time, then another one rises up from the family to take their place. That is precious. May we at this time, as God's children, take our place. My, I need to get through this message today. But by the Spirit of God, I'm moved. And I pray that the Lord is going to move you too today, that you're going to be moved by His heart, that we're going to pour and give our lives away for the sake of the call and the cause of Christ. As a mother of five, and as we were speaking yesterday, a fellow mama, we can't even begin to fathom how that must feel whenever you already lose one, to have to give another daughter or son. Our Father gave His prize, His darling of heaven, Jesus, His only Son, for you and me. And He says, greater love has no man than this, than he lays down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life to raise us up as sons and daughters of the living God. Before he ascended, he said to his own, I'm ascending to my God and your God, to my Father and your Father. The power in those words. We have been given that son and daughter status through the death of Christ. And I just sense the Lord calling us to lay down our lives afresh for Him today in every way. Mystery of the Martyrs, a call to a fresh surrender. I believe that clarion call is going out for us all at this time. And when I was in Israel, before I was married, working there for a couple of years, very foundational to my calling and to who I am and all God has for me today, I was at one time hosting in our apartment there in Jerusalem a friend of somebody from the International Christian Embassy, where I was working for at the time. And this person was an incredible, my flatmate and I, in fact, she became my flatmate's mother-in-law. And she was an incredible prophetic woman, filled with the spirit, the joy, the power, the contentment of God. And my life was very impacted by her in the very short time that I knew her. And one morning I awoke, as I was getting ready for work, I was chopping my apple and my yogurt. I remember it so clearly because it was a very pivotal moment for me. And this beautiful lady, Marty, she came in and joined me in the kitchen, but she was sobbing as she was speaking to me. I had known that she'd been up through the night praying. I'd seen her little light on. And I'd heard, you know, sobbing and tears through the night, but it's quite soothing, relaxing, because I just knew that she was there with her God and she was praying and more than likely covering all of us as well. But when she came in and greeted me that next morning, she shared with me how the Lord had placed me, my life, on her heart through the night. And she'd sacrificially been up and she'd been praying for me. How humbling is that? And as she sobbed and as she wept, she shared prophetically, I was just a young person at that time, some of the what would be before me in my life and all of that I've seen come to pass. You know, she shared about my great love, passion for God's word, for his church, how I wouldn't, there would come times in my life I would know that rejection from those who I would call my own from the church, but how the Lord, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious Christine, she kept saying, precious Christine. And she saw how the Lord would really teach me to die through my lifetime. And I have seen that, but also within that precious Christine and precious in the sight of the Lord, I was very aware of the fulfillment of that verse. And so literally it brought me to a place. She saw that I would be, oh, I would flourish. God was going to bless me immensely. I would be so happy. I would be married, have children, all of the desires of my heart as I'd lay down and as I would die to my desires, God would ultimately bring me into right alignment with his desires and all the desires of my heart would be fulfilled. I've experienced it. I'm experiencing it. And I'm also very conscious though, whether or not ultimately the Lord would require my actual life, I came to the point all those years ago where I laid it down. And even before that, one time when I was petrified of even taking a bus, I was fairly new in my very early days of being in Israel. And there was bus bombs that seemed to be going off so regularly, virtually on a daily basis, that my form of transport was bus. And you're almost, you had to go places, but you're almost scared to go anywhere until the Lord brought me to that place. And he showed me that, Christine, you're holding on to your life. Whenever you let go, you can take hold of my freedom. You can take hold of my dominion. You can walk freely. You can walk powerfully. You can walk effectively and productively, because I wasn't being very effective or productive through fear. And then one time, a few weeks on, took me a while to obey. I knew the Lord was calling me to a fresh place of surrender to lay down my life at the Western Wall. I put my hands against the wall one particular day and I said, Lord, I surrender all. All I ask is that you'll use my life for your glory. And if you want to take me up, take me out. My times are in your hands. You take me in a blaze of glory for your name. I want to glorify your name. And you know, I walked away that day and everything in me changed. I was free. And then the Lord spoke to me and he showed me, Christine, you holding on to your life, your natural life, as you've let that go, the devil had a stronghold. And as I let that go, the enemy no longer had any hold on me. I was free to be. I was free to go. I was free to obey the call of Christ all the way. And that's what the Lord wasn't calling me to lay down my life because he was going to take it. He was calling me to lay down my life so that he could really make my life. He could make it free. He could make it in complete trust in God's purposes for me. And we can rest in the assurance that our times are in his hands. We will never be taken before our time. And we're going to rest in God's purposes and his plans for us. In John 12, 24 to 25, truly, truly, Jesus said. Another version says, most assuredly, he is trying to make a very strong point. Double truth here, if there was such a thing. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much grain. The Lord wants you to live in the hundredfold return, in the much, the great, the greatness that is over your life and over this year and over your future, in the great fruitfulness and gain that he has for your harvest as you lay down your all. And verse 25 says, whoever loves his life, his natural life, his self life, will lose it. We're all going to lose our natural lives. We might as well let go of them now and go free. And whoever hates his natural life, who despises it in comparison to the God life, to the Zoe life, to the spiritual life, the eternal life that Christ gives to us in exchange. We're not just going to live his eternal life in heaven. We're living the life of Christ now. We're living the life of the Spirit now. We're living the eternal life for his eternal purposes, because I don't want to live for the temporal. I want to live for the eternal now. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So we actually let go of our life to take hold of the eternal, the ultimate life that God has for us. And then in our temporal life now, in our self life now, we can live the God life and we can live truly for his purposes and free of fear. In Jesus' name. I want to share today around what the Lord showed me, and I'm going to bring out in this message is, I guess, what you could call four mysteries of the martyr. And I want to look at the ultimate example. Obviously, Jesus, he is our one and all, and we look to him who laid down our life to fulfill his Father's call, which was to redeem, to buy us back through his blood, redeem those who were lost to the Father once more. And the next martyr following our ultimate Christ is Stephen the martyr. And what can we learn? In fact, there's five. I'm not going to shortchange you. I'm going to bring out five very quick keys that we can learn and that we can see, and why it is glory to lay down our lives, whether it's actually our physical lives as those martyrs who gave their lives this week, whether it's our own desires and our self lives, and we die daily for all that the Lord has for us. Let's dive in to this incredible message today. Acts 7, 53 to 60. And we read, when they heard these things, this was Stephen proclaiming, and he wouldn't renounce and he wouldn't turn away from God's truth, but he preached fearlessly the word of the Lord, whether or not it was a crowd puller. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him. Doesn't that sound pretty demonic? They gnashed at Stephen with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and he saw the glory of the Lord. And he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears and they ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and he cried out with a loud voice. Amazing. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Don't hold this charge against them. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Well, that's just a picture of peace. Heaven that was open to him took him, and he was home and whole. What the Lord showed me through this beautifully, and in fact, I just want to say today, as the people and as the crowds, they stopped their ears to hearing the truth. There's another verse actually that the Lord gave me in relation to a word he gave me to our nation. Maybe I'll bring that if the Lord leads me to, as he spoke to me on our nation and on America. And but what it says in Psalm 58, verse 4, as the crowd, often those will, they may mock you for your faith. They may come at you. They may hate you and despise you. They may ultimately, as happened in the Middle East and is happening in places all around the world, you may ultimately die for your faith. Well, those who block their ears, we pray for them. And that's why Stephen could cry out to God not to hold their sin against them, because their poison is like the venom of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stops its ears. Now, the serpent, that deceiver, that father of lies, the devil, deceives so many. And Stephen knew that. That's why no matter how people maybe mistreat you or misuse you or misunderstand you, we're to walk in love and we're to pray for leaders of nations, whether their policies go for us or against us, because ultimately, if they're not within God's ways, then they're tuning in to that lying deception of that serpent. And we want to pray that their ears be unstopped, that their eyes be opened, that they see and they hear the voice, and they see the love and receive him into their hearts of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. Stephen's name in Greek means crown and rule. Wow. God is calling us to wear his crown, to rule and reign, and we do that when we lay down our lives for him in completion to his call for us when we lay down our all. Stephen was the forerunner for the martyrs and a role model. Martyr literally means witness. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, we read, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may believe me and know me. Sometimes we complicate the call of God as his witnesses. We're to believe him, we're to step up, step out in everything for him, and to obey him all the way, and to know him intimately, personally, closely. Don't complicate God's call. It really is as simple as that, but it will cost you your all as we obey him. So let's be his witnesses, however he calls us to be his witnesses in our lives, in our workplaces, in our schools. Let's be willing to pay the price, whatever the price, for him, and let's lay down our lives. Let's look at with Stephen then the five keys that I saw in this for the martyr, what the martyr releases, why it's from martyrdom to glory, why that the Lord tells us it's so precious in his sight is the death of the saints. We see here, firstly, it opens heaven. Stephen, as he laid down his life, caused an open heaven over Jerusalem, over that city, over the place, over everybody listening. It caused, secondly, Jesus to be revealed. Jesus revealed in all things. He saw the Son of Man standing within the open heaven, and we can reveal Jesus to the people. We're going to bring Jesus to our cities. We're going to release Jesus through our churches. We're going to release Jesus to our nations, because his love, his way is the only answer for our nations today. Three, it released revival. We see here that a young man, a leader in their day, a mighty leader, Saul, whose name was changed by God to Paul, who went on to write a huge proportion of the New Testament, he was watching, he was giving approval, and they placed their coats on the ground of a persecutor named Saul. Well, the rest is history. Revival broke out, and Saul, ultimately, who then was renamed Paul, came to know Christ, and we know of his dramatic conversion to Jesus. It causes, as we lay down our lives, as we die to ourselves, then it's going to cause revival to break out in our world. Salvation for those sons and daughters, and a harvest, a great harvest of souls. Four, it releases God's glory. Wow, what glory. Heaven's opened. I love that God has anointed us. He has appointed us at this time to be on the earth for such a time as this, to partner with heaven. We need his anointing. But I believe increasingly in these days that are getting darker and darker. Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness, gross darkness is over the earth. But his glory shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you." It says kings, peoples will come to the light of our rising. What are they coming to? They're coming to the glory. As the days get darker, yes, thank God for his anointing upon us. But the Lord said that in the gross darkness, it's going to take his glory for breakthrough. The anointing prepares us for the glory of God to be released and to be revealed in and through us, and for the glory of God to come mightily upon us and upon his church. We are anointed for his glory and for the whole world, the earth, to see the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. God's glory is increasingly going to be revealed, and his glory is released from that place of surrender and laying down our lives. Five, he modelled forgiveness, faith, truth and love. And that's what we are called to model in these days. Truth, love, faith, forgiveness. To walk in love and forgiveness in all things. Lay down our lives, lay down our ways and take up his life. His cross that he says we must carry daily. Take up your cross and follow me, and then you will know his glory. Let's pray today. I think I've covered everything that I need to say in the time that we have together on this today. And will you, like me, will you come to the Lord and will you make Romans 12, 1 to 2 your prayer today? As they said, I plead with you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, that you will not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what is the good, the perfect, the acceptable will of God for our lives. And we will say, yes, Lord, all the way. Let's pray. Father, we come to you afresh, Lord. We are humbled in the presence of your majesty. And Lord, those who have laid down their life for the cause and for the call of Christ. And we come, Lord, at this time. It's our turn now. Lord, we are the generation that is seeking you, that is laying down our all and laying down our lives for you, Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you will, by your grace, in this season of your grace, greater glory being poured out upon us, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your grace to obey you all the way. Let your glory be released through us and through your church in our day. And Lord, let us arise in your greater authority and give you all the glory all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today.